So, it's 8:30. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Setzer. Approve or disapprove agenda is presented. There's a dollar.
Five.
Did we change it to five?
Up to five.
I bet he don't pay.
I'll see he does.
Make a motion to approve the agendas presented.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. You want to switch your game over? Okay, 5-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to equalization. You guys will get a chance when we go through. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 15.
I'll make a motion to approve tax correction slip 15, the amount of $404.48.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove change to property valuation protest. Patty, we have two that are signed in. Well, I guess we'll do you that way. You don't have to wait because you're in the next category, the no change.
Okay.
So we'll just do both of you since you're here, and that way you can get out of here. Roger, you want to give them the I swear stuff? Okay, Wesley Garland's the first one. You want to come up? Name and address for the record, and then Roger has a little bitty deal.
Wes Garland, address is 2610 Lincoln Street.
In Beatrice.
In Beatrice, Nebraska. Yes.
Where the whole thing.
Yes.
I need to swear you in. I apologize. You saw me swear to tell the truth, the whole truth is nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Go ahead. Please state your name.
Wes Garland.
Garland.
Number 35 on our sheet. Okay, Wes.
We bought the house this year. We closed on it in February 29th. During that process, we were getting a loan approval through Bank of America. They had a individual that came down and appraised our residence at $155,000. And it was done through LandSafe Appraisal Services. And they have six comps here listed.
There's another dollar.
And so I know it's went down. It was originally, I think, at 186, I think, and then it went down to 170. So just wondering how.
Did you bring your appraisal to the hearing?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, to the hearing.
When you.
No, I did not. I did not have it at the time. I gave our purchase price, which was below the 155.
Okay.
And that's what I told them.
Patty, on the appraisal?
Yeah, I don't. If he didn't bring it to the hearing, I mean, we wouldn't have a copy, so.
I gave a copy to the assessor's office when I came in a couple weeks ago.
So what was the assessed value then?
What was 182, 825, and the committee's recommending 170, and you said you have an appraisal for 155?
Right.
And you gave it to him? Were you here 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Who did you give it to, do you know?
I gave it this lady here. She made a copy of it.
Yeah.
Is it attached then to his protest?
You guys remember he had it when he was here?
It's not attached to the protest because I brought it in later.
Not when you did the...
When you originally came in and spoke with us, I don't think that you had
it. No, I didn't have it at that time.
Yeah, that's correct.
Then I came in for the protest 2 weeks ago. You said that was going to be tabled. Then that same day, I went ahead and got a fax copy from Bank of America with the appraisal information. And then I brought that into the assessor's office.
You brought that to our board meeting here 2 weeks ago, didn't you? A piece.
No.
I didn't have it at the time.
Okay.
No.
I think he was here when he spoke that he had.
He had to get it downloaded, right?
I had to get it downloaded and faxed.
So you've got a purchase price of $135.
$135 is what we purchased it for.
And an appraisal of $155.
That's right.
Wait a minute. This isn't an appraisal.
No. You brought, and we looked at that at a protest hearing.
Yeah, this isn't
an
appraisal.
What he brought in was not an appraisal.
This is just a summary report.
This is appraisal one, appraised value $155. I'm not sure. Why wouldn't it be an appraisal if it says appraisal?
Who did this for you? Do you have any idea? Appraisal is done by a bank with it's a pretty thick document. This may be an opinion of
Bank of America Corporation LandSafe Appraisal Services is just that's what it was appraised at, and that's what it was on. That's what they sent me.
They have some comparables. They may have done a market analysis for you. But I don't know that that's an appraisal.
Well, she came and looked at the house and went through the house.
That's what they brought. She brought. They brought it. If that's what they're talking about.
We brought this. We saw this at the first afternoon protest hearing. Yeah. We decided it wasn't an appraisal. What? I don't know.
Kathy, you got a question?
They have some comparables on here, but they are not in the same neighborhood.
Now, Meadowlark's a newer addition.
Myron, didn't I pull those comparables too and show them to you?
Yes, on this one here you did, yes.
Yes, I showed them, and a couple of them weren't even comparable to his house.
Right, mm-hmm, because we had the pictures.
Right.
You had the pictures on a few of the houses and everything, because you pulled some extra ones for us on this one.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Now I'm back to, we all need laptops here to look these up.
This twice has sold for $198.06, and then it must have been foreclosed on. The last time you bought it was a foreclosure, is that correct?
That is correct.
And it was within this last year, so we can't even count that as a sale when we're doing our...
You bought it in February, right?
December. We closed in February.
February.
Yep.
So we can, as of January 1st of 2012, we could not use that price for, valuation against, since these values are as of January 1st, 2012. Since you didn't have the closing or on that until February.
Right.
We understand you bought it for the $135,000,
right.
But we cannot use that as a Patty knows how to explain that, I guess. We cannot use that as the price on January 1st of 2012.
Yeah, it looks like you purchased it December of 2011. Maybe you closed.
Well, we started going through the process of getting the loans, everything with that, and then the appraisal.
Patty.
They started going through that process.
Roger brings up the foreclosure market. You want to touch on what you just
said? Even though we can't use it as a comparable, we can still use it. It's evidence of what the value of that property is because he was at a public auction and bought it. I just want to clarify that.
Right. It's a distressed sale or it's a foreclosure. Somebody hasn't paid something on it. And this has been foreclosed on three times. We started at 198. We're down to 135. I don't know what the situation is with the property. It's a home that Blake Mintz, I believe, built.
Yeah, that's what it says, Blake
Mintz. Yeah. The ones in the neighborhood, I think Lorene indicated, are all in the 200,000 range in the Meadowlark neighborhood. So in comparing that, but what happens with the foreclosure, it's not an arm's-length transaction. The bank... unfortunately takes a hit when a property's foreclosed upon. So in order to get out from underneath that, lots of times they will let it go for a lot cheaper amount. So it's not an arm's length transaction.
Right. Well, it was HUD had it. It was a HUD home, and it's through HUD that sold it. It wasn't really a bank or anything.
Before that, Wells Fargo.
Okay.
So then, I don't know what the situation is. It seems like it's been, you know, three times it's...
Yeah. Haven't we, in the last 2 years, we've talked about the concern of the foreclosures actually creating a market?
And they probably
maybe readjusting or recorrecting some of the very high prices that took place. And I guess in the past, when we've talked about potentially lowering when folks have brought in an appraisal, we've basically honored that appraisal. Since I've been on the board, if there was an appraisal presented in the appropriate time frame, we've honored that, regardless of all the other things that have taken place, not necessarily going back on the sale price, but going back on what the appraisal. We've done that historically.
The problem that you get into, and I think we've recognized that we didn't leave it at the 182, we took it down to the 170, so I think the committee has recognized that. However, if that is, I don't know, that doesn't look like an appraisal to me. That may be, I don't know if that's a market analysis. The person that used the comparables are not what I would consider comparables compared to this house. So if Lorene has pulled those and you've determined that, then I would have to, I mean, I've not seen an appraisal usually as a several page document, you know, and I don't know.
All the other appraisals that we saw during the protest, there was from 5 to 8 pages long of an appraisal.
Right.
And
the problem that you get into is if you, and I think you've recognized something by lowering it some, but you still have an equalization issue in the neighborhood if you start, you know, if those are not true comparables of what this one is.
Well, like Roger pointed out, and you guys said, none of these are in the immediate area of your neighborhood.
Correct.
And just the value of the land itself, of the lot itself, can be a tremendous amount of difference.
Right.
Where is Metal Arc? 2600 Lincoln?
I mean, somebody took a tremendous hit on this house as far as valuation goes. I mean, as far as...
But it was on the market, and people had a chance to look at it and make bids. And I mean, it was on the market for 90 days, and that's when they lowered it down. I think it was originally set at like 159, 160, and then nothing was done on it.
Do you know why it sold for so cheap? I mean, was there condition issues?
Well, I just think that after they hold on to it for so long, then they lower the price until they are able to sell it.
But
so,
I believe you commented that you didn't do a lot of repair work, or you didn't need to go in the house and do a lot of.
We did some. I mean, there it wasn't
kind of more of a normal maintenance than more of a.
We did stuff to the basement. We had to place the carpet, and that was $2,500 there.
Because you had some costs for us and some of that.
The previous owners had taken some things out of the house that we had to replace in the bathroom and. In the garage and some of those type of things, yeah.
The house is only 6 years old, so I don't know.
I remember this, and Myron does. Does anybody else want to see the folder on it with the photos and such?
I might see it.
So you kind of orient yourself to where it is.
Did you find the protest, Don?
Yeah, your comparables to me aren't very good on here. The one's a 1971 home, you know, so that's just based off looking them up, so...
If he had what I would call an appraisal and
written
that sheet of paper,
the question is the quality of the appraisal.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I just know that Bank of America, their one of their companies, LandSafe Appraisal, is the ones who did it, and the gal is from Nebraska, I think Lincoln area.
Because historically, if there's an appraisal, we would take that. But if the question is the appraisal, then I guess we.
But it says appraisal on there.
Yeah, I think their interpretation's different than what the state statute allows.
Even our indication is we have appraised value on property record cards or assessed value, you know, market value. I mean, you're trying to arrive at market. I wouldn't say that's a full-blown appraisal. If they've used comparables that aren't even like a 71 house, if you've got plenty of other. The only thing is we are low on sales, but not that low that we couldn't find one at a newer house. Now, if it was, you know, in the middle or something, I'd be.
How many square feet yours?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm
1661, I think.
Yeah, that 71 was 14, so I mean it's.
I suspect that was
an in-house. Did you pay to have an appraisal done? Was this?
Yes, we had to put up front the money for the appraisal, but then later on that was accredited to us in the documents for loan closing.
I mean, I agree with everybody else. This doesn't look like a true appraisal, but. It says appraised value, and it says date of appraisal, and it has the appraiser's name. So I agree with them that it doesn't look like a true appraisal. But
that's what they sent me. I called Bank of America, and they just faxed that over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For one thing, you usually find three comparables that are real comparable, and there's three columns, and then you do adjustments for whatever. Our differences in the homes. They've got quite a few homes listed there.
They've got six comparables, and none of them are in the neighborhood, and they really aren't comparable. Like the one is a 40-year-old house compared to a 60-year-old.
I don't disagree with that, but if he's paid for an appraisal and there was somebody that came out and did an appraisal for him, do we have certain people we don't take appraisals from, or?
Well, we always make sure they show up in Beatrice and can walk to the property they mm-hmm. supposedly appraised.
Yeah.
We don't have any. I'm sorry, there's a lot of these people that do curbside. They're not supposed to anymore. But this could have been an in-house, and I'm not blaming
Legal
him.
Street.
He thought he was getting a true appraisal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, he may have. That's not telling us that. And when I see six comparables,
yeah.
and there's nothing for me to look at, you know, I mean, if you gave that to Zarbenicki or Kreklow, you know, they'd want to see the underlying document to make sure that they
right.
truly are comparables.
And why did they go to a 40-year-old, I mean, a home that was that much older? There's plenty of homes that are, you know, that could be compared to.
What's the tax rate on that property? Is it $1.90? What's the tax rate?
The tax rate in Beatrice, you mean?
In that particular, yeah.
It's Beatrice's tax rate. I think it's about 205.
So
I would approximately say that.
Wes, is that the full document there, or did they just send you a cover page?
They sent me a cover page, and then this is the other part of it.
Yes, I'd like to see the full document from the appraiser, personally.
We can, next meeting, we have time, or nope, this is it, huh?
Today's the day. I mean, you can always bring it in, and we can sure attach it and look at it, and I'd like to review it to see who it's from. That would be a...
Right.
And then you could do an in-house correction?
We'd put it on pickup to look at it to see what's, you know, I'd like to see what kind of... Because this, to me, I don't understand the concept here of comparables here.
And you have to look at the neighborhood if we were to adjust yours down to what you paid for it, that would set a precedence for the entire neighborhood, and we would have to go in and do a reevaluation, which would actually either it would bring what it, if we did that, it would bring yours back up to where it is probably, or even higher. But it would, I mean, because it has to be fair based upon the neighborhood. All of the land, all of the lots by square foot are valued the same in your neighborhood. In this neighborhood, they're not valued the same as in your neighborhood. But all of the houses based upon square footage and condition and features have to be based the same, have to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we brought yours down to what you're asking, it would not be equal with the neighbors.
And Lorraine did bring us, I believe, three houses or three comparables in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And all of those suggested that that should be at 170 or higher, even up to the 182, because that were houses that were built at the similar time frame, similar style. Maybe one had brick or something. I mean, you could, she had some comparisons you could look at and see if your house compared to those with bathrooms and stuff like that. We could go through and look at all of those. And the ones that Lorraine brought us would suggest that the 155 we felt was too low. The 135 is definitely, you got a very good buy.
Yes, we did.
I mean, not.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and just so that we know what we're talking about here between the 170 and the 155, just quick math based on that tax rate, it's $307, and if you escrow it, it's $25 a month.
What I would
that's
to
a
do,
dollar amount, that's
if
the difference
possible,
we're talking
could
about.
You bring that appraisal in to me? Because I would really, the bank should be able to give it to you. It is your, if you've paid for an appraisal,
right.
That's your copy.
Right.
And I would like to really.
I will try to
what
see.
Was it a guy or?
I think it was a gal.
I would like to see what comparables she used because.
Yeah.
I really would to determine that she came up with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I can try. I can call them up. Sometimes dealing with banks, we found that out getting a loan. It's
but if you paid for it, that's legally your appraisal.
Right.
So, and I would look at it to just determine what she used for comparables because there's plenty of ones that are in the age range of this house that don't look like they were used.
Yep. So. I'm just going off the appraisal.
Sure.
I'm just, it was appraisal.
You're going off what was provided. You.
Right. And that's why I decided if it's a certain percentage of what it's worth, then that's what I'm going off of.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Do we vote on this one right now?
We'll do this one right now. Parcel 01304752. A motion to change or a motion to keep what's recommended by the Equalization Committee?
I will make a motion that we leave it at the 170 as recommended by the committee. I feel that's a fair valuation on the property.
Second.
Moved by Setzer, seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
Just think at this point we don't have the information we need to do anything different. Get that information into Patty and see what she can do.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 6-0 to approve the $170,000.
Thank you for listening. Yep. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And thank you for coming through the process, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Christy Hald. And she is in the no change category, number 70031050000.
You saw me swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Christy Hald, 10174 South 176 Road, Adams. I talked on the phone last time, so I thought I'd bring in some pictures of the property. We're kind of late in fighting the whole process just because a couple years ago it was determined because we live on an NRD lake that we had to have flood insurance. So we didn't quite realize that our house payment changed because of the taxes, and now that we've finally gotten out of that zone, now we're kind of trying to deal with this. So I brought some pictures. Do I just hand them over here? And I tried to put sticky notes describing the different things. We have a lot of hail damage. There's also been different things with the property. This summer, we were having some septic issues. It's still outside, but we had two or three different companies come out, and basically we found out that the person that put the septic tank in, it was new as of maybe a year within us buying it. That the person who put the septic tank in, it wasn't registered, so probably none of the leach field tests were done. When they dug it up, it was completely caved in, even though it was brand new, and he said that was something that they found out after people needed to start having their septics pumped out, that they realized that this new brand, I can't remember the name of it.
What are you requesting for the change? Because it's not on this sheet.
I don't know. I'm very new to this. I just know that basically, according to the recommendations, our valuation went up by 48%, which seemed like a really significant increase to me.
What
that
I'm
the
seeing here,
value
Patty,
would go up.
Correct me.
92,320 is what you've got down for the valuation or for the request amount. Does that sound right?
Since they're appealing the 2012 year, you do not have the valuation down on the 2012, correct?
It's the same as what? It's the
136,140?
Yep.
Okay, it's been that way for 4 years. 136,140. It's been that way since 2009. I guess this will be the fourth year of the same valuation.
Okay. So is there any changing that? When I had called, they said this is when we would come in to deal
with
that.
Yeah, this is. So
back in 09, we probably did the acreages because we'd had different cycles of doing the valuation. And so the 136 has been on for 4 years, but that's been since 09. And I think
and
you purchased
we're new to
your
home,
property in 08.
I believe so.
And the purchase price
yes.
was 198?
No. 167, I think. Or it could be 170. I think when I talked to you, you said 170. I thought it was 167.
Shows 170 to Zulisky.
That was the people we bought it from.
170,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They bought it for 161 in 06.
The prior people did?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we have it at 136,140, right? Yeah.
Right. And it has been that since 09.
Something like with hail damage, of course, your insurance would probably take care of that as far as, you know, we could come out and look. But, I mean, basically your insurance generally takes
sure.
care of that type of a problem.
Well, and our other issues are like the septic tank.
Once you got in there.
We had asked about if all the property included, you know, because when we bought it, we lived on a lake. Now we live on not a lake. We've lost 50 or 60 trees that have been taken down. All the tree lines are... One tree line's completely gone. The other one is, there's another line of trees, but they don't. It's changed a lot from when we bought it. And then also the, we had thought when we bought it that we would replace the kitchen floor, which had, has a crack across the whole kitchen floor. And we had heard that they put in the brick flooring that is there because they had put some other kind of flooring in and it also cracked. So I'm guessing there's probably something structurally not quite right with it.
So these are things that are kind of popping up after you purchased
right,
it.
Right, right. And the septic tank, they basically have told us the estimates, we haven't gotten an official estimate, but they said probably 10 to 14,000 because we live supposedly near open water. And where they put the septic tank, they'd have to take out trees and put a liner in because of the open water, or they'd have to pump it up to the front of the yard. So they said either option would, if we put in a lagoon or a new septic system, either way, because of the type that we'd have to put in, it'd be pretty expensive. Thankfully, it's been pretty dry right now, so we're getting by for now, but I don't think it's going to last long.
Have you had an appraisal on it here in the last few years?
No, I called and asked, no, and you had said if we had one done this month that it wouldn't count for what it was.
Well, I haven't seen the pictures yet, and I appreciate the candid nature of you coming here, but you're in a public meeting, you're kind of devaluing your own property, talking about all the structural issues, so I think that there's probably some merit in consideration here, but... but you haven't
well, my concern would be why, you know, we're realizing there's these issues, but why would it go up by 48%? That just seems like a very significant increase.
But it didn't move in 4 years, I guess.
Yeah. But when it did, it went up a significant amount.
Sales would have indicated that the acreages were that low. 3 years, because we used 2 years of sales on the acreages, and that would have, you know, that's in what part of the county? What township's that in?
Booker.
That's
Booker.
The northern part Booker. Of the
yeah.
county. 136.
But no. most people who are selling acreages aren't. We have a house that was moved from town. It's, you know, it's older than.
Well, if you paid 161 and we're at 136 or 170,
we're still under
we're still quite a bit under what you paid for it back in. That you know,
okay.
And quite honestly, your sale probably eventually went into the study of acreages.
Okay.
So even when we had it at 136, if you do the math between 136 and 170, the state requires us to be between 92% and 100%
okay.
of market.
Why would ours go up so significantly? Our other neighbors, they went up the same years that ours did, but they almost everybody went down at least a certain percentage. and ours stayed steady at the same. And we've talked to them, and they didn't dispute or anything. It just went
homes
down.
Homes comparable or, you know, same type of home?
We kind of have a unique house because it was moved out from town, so it's not similar to any of the other ones.
You know, the issue we're talking more about is 4 years ago, so that one we can no longer change. So, I mean, we need to look at today.
Okay.
And, you know, so...
You know, and part of what we didn't have Lorraine pull any comparables either in the area, so we didn't know what, and you didn't bring anything in either comparing the other ones in the area. What you brought in was information like this.
Correct.
You know, that what, like Matt said, what basically has devalued your property or whatever.
I guess my main issue is why would it say that it went up so significantly when there's actually quite a bit of...
But a lot of this has happened since you bought it. When you bought it 4 years ago, that was when the value came on and it was raised.
It was raised after we purchased it.
After you purchased it, but based on the price you purchased it and the reappraisals of the acreages in the county. And a lot of these issues have shown up in the last year or two.
Couple years.
Well, the
septic issue obviously would have happened before we purchased the property. We just didn't realize it until it was dug out.
Right, and even when they go out and appraise it, they're assuming that it's working. They don't know that either unless they're telling them and those type of things.
Right.
Is this the first time you've protested in the last 4 years?
Yes.
On the
Patty, I'm a little confused because they bought it at 170. Mm-hmm. It's now 136.
It's been at one.
Mm-hmm. It's never gone up since they've bought it.
It's... In 2009 is when we did the reappraisal of the acreages, and it went from 08 to 09, it went up, and it stayed that way for 4 years.
So we bought it in 2008. After we bought it, then it was raised and kind of being new to the situation.
We didn't realize what that meant.
So at one point it was higher than 170?
No.
It's never been higher than 136.
The purchase price? Well, either way, no. It hasn't been assessed higher.
She bought it for 170 in 08. It's been 136 for the last 4 years.
Okay. What was it prior to that then?
170, 161.
No, the valuation.
It's never been. 136 is
as high as
the last
it's been.
4 years. Yeah.
It's been less than that. It was less than that before.
It was 92.
You said it went up about 48%. You thought the one, when it was raised to 136, it was raised 48%.
But
there again, a lot of that's based on the sales because there was two sales at that time. There was two sales in the previous 3 years of 161 and 170.
That was 5 years ago.
So based on those previous sales, you really were undervalued.
So they're comparing it just to our house being sold?
No, it hasn't.
Are you saying? Well, no, not just to that. They're also comparing it to comparables in the area. But if all of those, they're using those sales, which you also had, two of those sales on that house, when they did the reappraisal. They're using those sales as equalizing all of them in the area. So they would have had other sales in the area or the northern end of the county, and they would have used all of those to come up with how they equalize them or whatever. And you had a sale on yours of 160-something and then 171 there within 2 years when of doing the reevaluation of all the acreages, and then yours was put at 136 at that time.
Okay.
And because, so actually you were valued at less than what it sold twice in the previous 2 years.
Do you have any comparables listed?
I don't know that she brought any.
Did you bring any?
When I called to ask where I would find those, if there was any place to find them online, I wasn't.
We have
quite
a book
sure
in the office. Otherwise, you know, we don't always use just ones that are right there, anything northern part of Gage County.
Right.
But honestly, I think we're treating you fairly good as far as what you paid for it compared to what it's valued at. However, what I think you're saying is you've discovered more things wrong with the property over time.
Well, my concern would be why such a significant increase when there hasn't been a significant improvement.
Because back in 09 when we did all the acreages, the sales were there. You paid 161 for it when we had it valued at 90-some thousand.
Okay, but if housing values in general have trended down, why would there?
Okay.
I mean, is that a normal thing?
The last couple years they've trended down. But back in 09, you've got to go back to 09 when you bought it. You paid $171,000.
Yeah.
Theoretically, if they did, they should have valued your house at $171,000. But they didn't. They valued it at $136,000. So really, we felt as a board that day that you are getting a very fair value based on all of the conditions, not the condition of your house and the conditions of some of the issues you have with it, okay? Not based on that, based on the valuation of similar or based on other acreages and based on your purchase price 4 years ago.
Okay.
That's how we looked at it or whatever.
I think what I'm seeing is that your priors were that you were getting a really good deal on your tax evaluation is what the deal is. So when they raised it up, you know, they brought it more in line, but it wasn't raised up to that point where it needed to back off in these last couple years with the devaluing of property. And I think that's what Myron was trying to say also. Some of those pictures that you brought in, I'm not callous to your issue here, but a lot of that stuff is maintenance issues, which really doesn't devalue your property. It just needs to be upkeep.
Yes. And Gary made a very good point there. I see where you're coming from now. You're saying that 4 years ago, maybe that's where it should have been valued at, but just because of everything going on and the housing market in general may be going backwards, why haven't some of these valuations been lowered?
Right.
That's what you're trying to make as a point.
Yes.
And we felt that based on your purchase price and them reappraising all the acreages in 2009, that you're still getting a good value for what that was in 2009.
Okay.
Not so much
because you can take the different approach. I'm going to sit here and ask how come we're not at 170.
Because I can't chase a sale.
Yeah.
I have to look at all sales. I look at it a range of
stuff.
That's
why I ask what the comparables
otherwise,
are.
If I could chase the sale and put them on what they paid for, we wouldn't be here ever.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to do.
You'll still be here.
Well, I'll still be here. But you have to look at what she paid quite a bit more than what I had it valued
she
at.
Did.
So my ratio got really bad with what you paid for it compared to what the assessor's office had it valued at. But there's other sales out there that may have been, we had it valued at 160, it sold for 150. That would be a much better sale. So we find a range of them and we get the median level. You see what I'm saying? I mean, if I could put everybody up to what they paid for it, then...
See, Gary's point is you are getting a very good deal. We've seen these change over the years where you've come in to protest it down and you've left with it higher because you bring something to the board's attention. And that's kind of where I'm at. Is why is it $40,000 less than...
And in defense of that, too, we're in a different time and frame and a different market right now than we were back in 09. Things have gotten much worse. You know, I'm not saying... Acreages have been fairly steady in holding their value, but the economy's worse. It's a buyer's market. Definitely, this property probably would not today bring the 170 that you paid for it. And the 136 is probably more realistic.
But the 98 is not equal to your neighbors.
Okay, we're going to have to get going here. So a motion to on parcel 0031-05-000, Hald Christie. They recommend a no change of 136-140. Is there a motion to keep it at that, or is there a motion to modify and change it to something different?
I'll make a motion to leave it at the 136-140.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to keep it at the no change. Thank you.
Here's your pictures.
And as always, if you get something different, you can take it to Patty's office.
Okay.
So, okay, Patty, what else do we have? You want to read them in?
Yeah. Do you want to do which ones first?
Changes. Changes first, so go with the change.
Okay, number one, parcel 01504100, Roger Aiden. Current value $26,000, requested $15,000, recommended change $19,000. Number two, 00246400, Deborah A. Anderson. Current value $171,810, requested value $108,485, recommended change $112,810.
Number three, 01285500, Jerome and Pamela Baker. Current 64735, requested 38,000, recommended change 48,500. The next one, 01086547, Eldeen M. and Norma J. Banahan. Current value, 94,455. Requested, 90,000. Recommended, 90,000. Number 5, 01073410, Gary Barnard. Current value, 116,195. Requested valuation, 101,332. Recommended change, 105,060. Next one is 01073400, Gary Barnard. Current value, 131,935. Requested, 118,105. Recommended, 122,525. Next one is 01100900, Gary Barnard. 153,110. 137,772. Recommended change, 142,900. 01213900, Gary Barnard. Current value, 125,85. Requested, 57,536. Recommended change, 83,820. 01482700, Gary Barnard. Current value, 72,250. Requested value, 12,6. Recommended change, 21,950.
We got a time to do that.
00989000, Gary Barnard. Current value, 32,210.
Yeah.
Requested value, 16,810. Recommended change, 22,410. 00989100, Gary Barnard. Current valuation, 13,495. Requested value, 5795. Recommended change, 8595. Next one's Gary Barnard, 00988900. Current valuation, 97,310. Requested value, 66,877. Recommended change, 77,590. The next one is 00988800, Gary Barnard, 56,770. Requested value, 17,800. Recommended change, 43,385. The next one is 00370900, Gary Barnard for Linda Tober. Current valuation, 574,745. Requested value, 525,745. Recommended change, 531,170. 00373100, Gary Barnard for Linda Tober. 62,975. Requested value, 17,355. Recommended change, 22,320. 00373300, Gary Barnard for Linda Tober. Current value, 60,440. Requested value, 43,275. Recommended change, 54,165. The next one is 01081300, Luke and Mindy Barnard. 153,920. Requested value, 138,000. Recommended change, 140,000. The next one is 00654400, George Burroughs. Current valuation, 92,770. Requested value, 60,000. Recommended change, 60,000. 00100200, Carrie James, or James Carey. 2790. Requested value, 1860. Recommended change, 670. 00478600, Wayne Colgrove. Current value, 458,705. He did not have a requested value. You lowered it to 451,710. 00654201, John Cosby for E Energy Adams LLC. 36,073,785. Requested value was 32,340,000, and that was the recommended change. 01297200, DNP Rentals by Dwayne Evans. 42,505, requested value 25,000, recommended change 35,000. DNP Rentals by Dwayne Evans, parcel 01485400. Current valuation 32,355, requested value 26,500, recommended change 29,500.
Okay, Patty, I'm going to stop you there. We're going to have a 9:15 timed event. I would like a motion to approve or disapprove these properties listed, and then after the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting, we're going to recess Gage County Board of Equalization after we have this motion on this page, and we'll go into Gage County Board of Supervisors. So need a motion to change or no change the recommended changes read in 1 through 23.
Make a motion to change.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve the no change or the recommended changes. We're going to recess the Gage County Board of Equalization. We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please. Juergens, Dorn, Adams, Lytle, Setzer. Parcel 01061300, Dake, Dakey, Diana. Current value $10,080. Requested value $5,000. Recommended change, Lorene has. So what does that mean?
$5,040. Do you have a different sheet than I have?
Yeah, I don't see that on here.
It's on this.
It's on the back side.
Got the current
ones.
There should be revised.
Oh, hold it. There's a revised one there.
Yeah. Well, this is revised.
Mine says revised on it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the amounts there, but it doesn't say anything about Lorene or anything on it.
No.
No. You're using the revised one.
So this okay. One, this okay. One's no good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I do now. 01044800, Dakey, Diana. Current value $19,875. Requested value $10,000. Recommended change $15,875. 0094811000, Darling Homes by Keith Kreklo. $66,000. $15. $25,000 requested value. Recommended change $33,215. 01156300, Darlene Homes by Keith Kreklo. $110,560. Requested value $50,000. Recommended change $55,955. 0040721100. I better read that all over again. 0040721100. DCE LLC. Current value $1,065,765. Requested value $824,101. Recommended change $798,000. Oh boy, I got that all screwed up. $798,500. 00600700, Devin Dorn. $78,365, requested value $48,365, recommended change $52,865. 0098340000, Engelman Laverne, $142,890, requested value $124,100, recommended change $124,100. 01164-3202, Flint Hills Resources, Beatrice LLC, $21,938,000 and $938,310. Requested value, $12,500,000. Recommended change, $12,500,000. Flowing Springs is 01087-6546, Flowing Springs Homeowners Association. Current value $39,505, requested value $19,000, recommended change $9,875.
This is just some outlying land that isn't going to be buildable.
Anymore. Okay. 01492500, Folden Bobby G, $40,605, $25,250, recommended change, $26,500. 00421-7200, Fritch, Kenneth, and Lillian, $386,320, Requested value $329,080. Recommended change $343,000. And we did number 35. So 36 is 01350800. Graves Trust by Pam Wergerman, POA, 12,000 current value, requested value 500, recommended change 230. 01296000, Gunther Mildred by Keith Grecklow, $72,950, requested value 36,000, recommended change $38,560. 00739210 Hanau Michael L, $31,875. 12,095 is requested value, recommended change $17,750. 01483800 Ronald Hasley, Fakler Development, $26,845. Requested value $12,500, recommended change $18,000. 0058170000 Hasley, Ronald and Vicky. Current value $49,065. Requested value $37,500. Recommended change $40,000. 0043690000 Hatzenbuehler, Jeff and Teresa, $113,685. Requested value $107,980. Recommended change $106,710. 00914960 Henderson Gloria J, $17,075. $5,500 recommended change $4,500. 01373111 Randy Hoffman. What did I do? 111. 01373000 Hoffman Randy. $99,960. $76,000. Recommended change $80,000. 01325600 Hudek, Jeff and Capricia. $144,175. Requested value $110,000. Recommended change $115,000. 00744700 Jerica Isaac W 143720000 $143,720 $105,000 recommended change $130,000 07007268000 Johnson Craig $190,655 $158,500 recommended change $165,560 00757400 Jurgens Herald $64,660 requested value $57,000 recommended change is $57,000 00299710 Katz Brent E $455,000 requested value $153,162 recommended change $227,000 01139900 Kelly Lauren $60,570 requested value $35,000 recommended change $35,000 01351100 Keys Gary Creative Surfaces $355,850 requested value $309,425 recommended change $309,425. Okay, somebody else has came.
Want me to go? I can do it first. I'll try. Okay, number 51, 01160700, Damon Cagle, $67,170, requested value $60,000, recommended change $60,000. 01193100, Jamie L. and Candace A. Kuyath, $131,960, requested $114,500, recommend $114,500. 00228100, Tracy Lidoff. Current value $311,485, requested value $292,000, recommended $309,525. 01492400, Dan Mintz, $45,745. Requested $18,700. Recommended $18,700. 01165500, Mitchell A. Minky. Current value $104,525. Requested value $80,000. Recommended change $85,500. 00040700, Brady Meyer for Roma Hawkins. $234,430. Requested $225,755. Recommended $226,680. 00040400, Brady Meyer for Roma Hawkins. $150,665. Requested $146,655. Recommended $150,550. 00040800, Brady Meyer for Roma Hawkins. $36,060. Requested $30,240. Recommended $32,940. 00039500, Brady Meyer for Roma Hawkins. $17,175. Requested value $14,390. Recommended change $15,765. 0119870000, Dave and Sheila Meyer, $78,365. Requested $64,200. Recommended $64,200. 0113930000, David and Sheila Meyer. Current value $94,880. Requested value $75,100. Recommend change $75,100. 01245000, Dave and Sheila Meyer. Current value $76,280. Requested value $64,000. Recommended change $64,000. 01246500, David and Sheila Meyer. Current value $81,020. Requested value $64,000. Recommended change $64,000. 0048760000, Mark and Angelique Meyer. $47,900. Requested $43,560. Recommended $44,195. 0150920000, Matthew Miley. Current value $56,140. Requested $32,000. Recommended $37,980. 0105970000, Laville Miller. $106,930. Requested value $73,000. Recommended change $76,380. 0124170000, Joe E. and Patricia Y. Moaning. $119,430. Requested value $111,000. Recommended $111,000. 00462220000, Diane M. Murphy, trustee. Current value $30,725. Requested value $17,000. Recommended change $13,180. 0149670000, Kenneth and Linda Myers. $17,570. Requested value $9,000. Recommended change $7,805. 00005900, Aaron Nyland, $147,960. No requested value. Recommended change $125,470. 00325120000, Norman Party Jr., $507,405. Requested value $457,405. Recommended $497,405. 00202700, Ronald D. Pullman, $25,165. Requested value $7,000. Recommended change $35,090. 01305400, Rod for Homes 101 Incorporated, Rod Ream, $67,560, $48,000. 01322700, Rod Ream for Homes 101 Incorporated, $40,000. $30,410, recommended change $35,000. Rod Ream for Homes 101 Incorporated, $33,800, $18,000, recommended change $18,000. 01242200, Lynn and Lynette Reif, $152,755, $142,755, recommended change $144,230. 0153051 52, Tony and Diane Roden, $45,660. Requested $30,000 and recommended $30,000. Zero one four zero one seven zero zero zero, James E. Rohr, $78,055. Requested value $61,000. Recommended $61,000. 0026950000, Melissa Lynn Rosine, 291,205,225,000 recommended change, 225,000. 0110360000 Robert J. Sargent, 131,890 requested value 50 recommended change 90. 0114500000 Glenn Schmidt, 61,115 requested value 29,1 recommended change 35,000. 0064240000 Glenn Schmidt, 41,650 28,500 recommend change 35,000. 0099470000 Gene Setzer, 63,550 requested value 10,000 recommended change 10,000. 0114640000 William and Betty Skanes, 61,640 requested amount, but 40,000 is the recommended change. 01270610 William and Betty Skanes, 58,155 no requested value, recommended change 45,000. 0088260000 Connie Smith, valuation 30,025 requested value 10 recommended change 20. 0148430000 Connie Smith, current value 45,880 requested value 15,250 recommended change 40,000. 0040520000 Lori Spoker, 102,325 requested 85,225 recommended 83,710. 0005060000 Troy L. Stevens, 33,065 no request and 30,925 is the recommended. 0126700000 Marcia or Nicholas Vance, 64,925 requested 30,000 recommend 30. 0061160000 Marcia or Rick Vance, 99,365 requested 38,340 recommended 38,340. 0094270000 Robert E. Wallman, General Ag, 403,425 354,540
Would you read that parcel number again, Patty?
00242700000
Thanks.
00242600000 Robert E. Wallman, General Ag, 305,510 requested value 280,453 recommended change 280,455 01182100000 Matthias John Wendelin or Wendelin, 58,000 requested, 60,000 recommended. 00654310000 Lawrence and Marjorie White, 83,100 requested value 51,000 recommended change 51,000. 01285600000 Larry Wolken, 44,100 requested 30,000 recommended 35,000. 01285400000 Larry Wolken, 41,980 30,000 requested value 37,500 is recommended. 01277700000 Larry Wolken, 17,025 requested value 10,000 and recommended changes 12,500. 0097720000 Larry Wolken, current value 44,000 requested value 27,000 recommended change 32,500. 0094950000 Larry Wolken, 86,210 41,000 requested value 54,500 recommended change. 0037368000 Leo and Pamela Werderman, 210,345, 187,000 requested, and 198 recommended.
Patty, do you need to read in the ones that there were no change?
Yeah. Okay. Need a motion to approve or disapprove the recommended changes?
Move to approve the recommended changes.
Moved by Lytle. Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve the recommended changes, and now we have the no change sheet.
Okay.
Okay, parcel 00933000, Roger Aiden, value $35,000. 00839000, Allen Rentals, LLC, Lila Allen, $40,315. 00833900, Allen Rentals, LLC, Lila Allen, $40,255. 0150320000, DNP Rentals by Dwayne Evans, 32095. 0103750000, DNP Rentals by Dwayne Evans, 33485. 002421100, Laura M. Ficar, 196570. We did that, Christy Held, right? Okay. 00600900, Gary W. Hevelon, 7315. 00322000, Harold Jurgens, 102410. 00322110, Harold Jurgens, 1680. 00322200, Harold Jurgens, 128670. 0105960000, Dave and Sheila Meyer, 127905. 0015860000, Dorothy T. Party and Norma L. Party, 359770. And 0005380000, Robert J. Sargent, 140435.
Need a motion to approve the no change list.
So move.
Moved by Dorn. Right. Seconded by Jurgens. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Anything else for equalization, Patty? Each County Board of Equalization adjourned at 12:01.
Sorry I missed your office equipment. I figured that Harden thing would take a while.